I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Monday, August 9th, 2010. Middle East conflict is nothing new, but it isn't usually about blackberries. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and other countries are trying to limit or even block what a blackberry can do. The Canadian company that makes BlackBerry, Research in Motion, or RIM, is said to be in negotiations to keep their product online. BlackBerry's encryption makes messages sent from it very hard to spy on, and these countries want to be able to do that. Jonathan Zittrain is co-director and co-founder of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. Jonathan, lots of phones send messages. Why are they picking on BlackBerry?
I think BlackBerry, pardon the pun, is the low-hanging fruit here. That is to say that they offer a Swiss Army knife service where you've got this device that is as easy to use and ubiquitous in many markets as a regular telephone, but that because it's a Swiss Army knife, there's all sorts of communications that people can be engaging in with it, which makes it a tool to organize people, to pass rumors around, to share a link that becomes viral. And for a society that wants to keep a little bit of a clamp on the circulation of news and on organizing and demonstrations that might be put together, that could represent a threat.
But the things you're describing, a handheld device that can do a lot of different things, that's an Android or that's an iPhone, that's a cell phone sometimes. Why the BlackBerry?
It may well be that Android and iPhone are next. And a lot of this could just be an artifact of the fact that RIM has gone into these markets in the Middle East, in Asia, before Apple and Google or others have had a chance with iPhone and Android to really get a foothold. But if I'm on the Android or the iPhone team, I'm watching very closely the kinds of things that are being asked of the BlackBerry makers and where they're being forced to concede.
That's Jonathan Zittrain. If you're a BlackBerry user and you're thinking your phone is more secure than anything else on the market, privacy and security researcher Chris Segoyan says, think again.
Most BlackBerry users don't actually have the kinds of security that they expect. What the governments in these countries have been complaining about is the encryption protections offered to BlackBerry business users. Many consumers, if they just hear the news reports, may think that they have, you know, such a strong amount of protection that the governments of Dubai and others would like to get their communication.
So if I go to the mall and buy a BlackBerry, I'm no more secure than an iPhone user or an Android user or anybody else.
That's correct. You only get the added security if your employer buys the BlackBerry for you, configures it, and spends a significantly higher amount of money in maintaining that device. But if you walk into a T-Mobile store and spend an additional $10 a month on a BlackBerry plan, you're not getting the super strong encryption. What it really comes down to is that RIM, the company that makes the device, they're not willing to help the government of Dubai or United Arab Emirates or, you know, Lebanon or Indonesia, but they are in a position to help the Canadian government because they're a Canadian company. And they can be compelled to assist the U.S. government and a few others because the Canadians have signed treaties with them. So the take-home message from this really should be that certain governments in the Middle East don't have cozy deals with the Canadian governments. What we should be asking ourselves is, who are the Canadians on good enough terms with that they'll actually deliver their, you know, RIM users' communications?
Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Ever get sick of all those phone chargers in your junk drawer? Several companies, Apple, Motorola, Samsung, and RIM, are now making a standard cell phone charger to be used by all devices, and it's coming next year. The catch? It's only going to be in Europe. No immediate plans to bring it to the U.S. Sorry. And are you waiting for the Beatles catalog to come to iTunes? Yoko Ono now says, don't hold your breath. No Beatles on iTunes anytime soon. Other Apple Core bands will be available this fall, but with all due respect to Badfinger, it's just not the same. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
Hi, John. The College of the Future may look an awful lot like your house.
I'm moving into a dorm room?
No. Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, gave a talk at the Techonomy Conference in Lake Tahoe on Friday. He said, soon, we won't need colleges and universities to provide a quality education. Gates said, 5 years from now on the web, for free, you'll be able to find the best lectures in the world. He also said, it will be better than any single university.
This is great. I can stop saving for my kids' education and just buy a really huge monitor for them to watch lectures on.
And they'll still be able to go to campus for parties.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.